Hello and welcome to the 3-minute review, a look back on what should be Prime Minister's question time. However, with Mr. Cameron in the United States visiting the President, it was the turn of Nick Clegg, his deputy, to take to the dispatch box. Opposite him, instead of Ed Miliband, it was the Deputy Labour leader, Harriet Harman, who opened things up with a slight change in tact.
The Deputy Prime Minister says the Liberal Democrats are making a difference in this government. With more than a million women looking for work, what difference does he believe he has made to those women?
Nick Clegg was quick to rebuff the deputy leader's claims.
Let's remember that the unemployment of women went up by 24% under Labour. Youth unemployment went up by 40% under Labour, remorselessly since 2004.
In recent encounters, the NHS has dominated the agenda, and during the early exchanges, it looked like we'd be going somewhere different today. That destination, though, would involve a lot of Lib Dem bashing.
The Lib Dems are making no difference on unemployment, just as they are making no difference on the NHS.
Now, we have often spoken, have we not, in recent weeks of Ed Miliband's preoccupation with the NHS bill when it comes to PMQs. The fact that Harriet Harman was keen to pile in as well shows that Labour know they're on safe ground when it comes to public opinion. Mr. Clegg responded in kind.
The Labour Party used to believe in reform. Now they believe in starving the NHS of cash. Her own manifesto said, to safeguard the NHS in tougher fiscal times, we need sustained reform.
Now, I know both Mr. Cameron and Mr. Miliband are away, but listening to their deputies' answers, it really is hard to see what difference their absence makes. Labour trotted out the same questions, and the government benches responded with the same answers. The only difference this week is that Labour saw an opportunity to bash the Lib Dems and not the Tories.
The party of William Gladstone, the party of David Lloyd George, now the party of Nick Clegg.
Do you know what? In government, the Labour Party ran out of money. In opposition, they're running out of ideas.
So there we have it for another week. The cast may have changed, but the rhetoric was all the same. I thought Mr. Clegg and Miss Harman both gave assured performances at the dispatch box. They both were happy to stick to their party scripts. PMQs need a new event to get its teeth stuck into. By the looks of it, though, both sides are happy to stay where they are for now. Thanks for listening to the 3-Minute Review. Take care.